USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Two people were shot and killed, more than 20 others wounded outside a billiards club north of Miami, Florida, early this morning.
This vehicle pulled up, exited, and began shooting indiscriminately into the crowd.
Miami-Dade Police Director Alfredo Ramirez. The shooters got away, at least one of those injured in critical condition. Lawmakers in Texas have finalized the draft of a sweeping elections bill calling for dozens of new restrictions on voting and making it easier for officials to overturn the results of an election. The legislation would ban drive-through voting, temporary polling locations, 24-hour voting, and charge public officials who offer vote-by-mail applications to residents who did not request them with felonies. It also allows the state courts to overturn an election if, quote, the number of votes illegally cast in the election is equal to or greater than the number of votes necessary to change the outcome. The bill now heads to the state House and Senate for approval. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
The FAA says there have been roughly 2,500 reports of unruly passengers on planes since the first of the year, mostly regarding the federal mask mandate. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg addressed the increase on CNN's State of the Union.
We have a set of rules in place to keep people safe, and I really hope that travelers will respect flight attendants, bus operators, workers, anybody who is simply doing their job.
The federal mask mandate remains in effect on planes, buses, and trains until September 13th. American Airlines joined Southwest in ending alcohol sales on board after a Southwest Airlines flight attendant was attacked and seriously injured last week. American told its crew members it will not offer alcohol on board until the mask mandate expires. More than 100 employees at Houston Methodist Hospital filed a lawsuit against their employer for requiring them to get the COVID-19 vaccine or lose their jobs, arguing in court it's unlawful for their employers to require them to take the shots. The attorney representing the workers says the mandate violates the Nuremberg Code of 1947. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Thousands of residents have evacuated from the Democratic Republic of Congo, fearing another volcanic eruption. Wendy King with the latest from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
The Congolese government has ordered up to 400,000 people to evacuate from the capital of North Kivu province. The volcano erupted a week ago. That eruption, which happened on May 22nd, killed over 30 people, and the Goma Volcanic Observatory is warning that there's a risk of a new eruption. After a 4.9 magnitude earthquake in the wake of the first eruption, geologists now believe that Nyiragongo may vent again. The volcanic eruption and earthquake have threatened an already vulnerable population in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. 33% of the population is severely food insecure. The Nyiragongo volcano is one of the largest in the world. Last week's eruption was the last large one since a 2002 eruption killed 250 people. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A variant of the coronavirus believed to have spurred a recent wave of infections around Vietnam has been detected. The Vietnamese Health Ministry announcing the new highly transmissible variant of the virus that has a mix of characteristics from both strains first found in the UK and India. The Vietnamese Health Ministry saying the new variant is highly contagious when spread through the air, and viral cultures revealed that the virus was able to replicate quickly. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.